Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Mousley, M-O-U-S-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 8-8-22, Mr. Mousley performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the English bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period compared to a prior study dated 7-14-22. No. There's no prior study. So the end of the dictation is minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Dr. Lucas. On 8-20, Mrs. Terrell performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the noise bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired, and there was severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-19-22, there's been no change. Period, a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Reed. This goes to Goshen Medical on 8-23-22. Mrs. Reed performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-21-22, there's been no significant change. Period, in the paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Joel Clary. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 8-23-22, Mr. Clary performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the Brumaire saturation was 94%. Period. After walking 304 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 94%. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. 6-minute walk test on Pamela Evans. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 8-23-22, Mrs. Evans performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her Brumaire saturation was 96%. Period. After walking 291 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight. This goes to Dr. Vaughn on 8-23-22. Mr. Knight performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-21-22, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Johnson. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 8-23-22, Mr. Johnson performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-15-22, there's been a severe deterioration poor effort, period, to paragraph impressions, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing dramatic deterioration. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Gary Bowling, B-O-W-L-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 8/23/22, Mr. Bowling performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 396 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph compression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a reimposed bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Solleveld, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 8/23/22, Mr. Solleveld performed preimposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 4/20/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Livingston. This goes to Dr. Scott Gerard on 8/23/22. Mrs. Livingston performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Thank you.